Western North Carolina is known for its many traditional heritage sites. One that I had never heard of is just outside of Asheville. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Piscop Forest pottery is an important part of the heritage of the state, and according to potter and author Rodney Leftwich, I'm not alone in not being aware of its existence. Leftwich told me the potter that started Piscop Forest, Walter B. Stephen, actually influenced his own work from very early on.
My father used to take me to the Southern Highland Craft Guild Fairs in Asheville back in the early 50s. And like a typical kid wanting to go home to get me to be quiet, he would take me over to watch the potter demonstrating at the potter's wheel. And I didn't realize it, but that was Mr. Stephen, who began Piscop Forest as his third pottery. But I went on from that to become a full-time potter, a member of the same guild that he was a member of, have worked for Mr. Stephen's grandson, Thomas Case, and have researched and written the book on Piscop Forest. So you never know what those early influences are going to be. I think few people realize what a historic treasure we have here just south of Asheville. And it's my hope that our celebration at Piscop Forest will make them more aware. Mr. Stephen was born in 1876, and he was an American pioneer. And when he was 10 years old, he had gone west to Nebraska by covered wagon, lived near the Sioux Indians. While he was there, he saw Halley's Comet. He did the typical things that you would do, plowing with a steer. His mother spun with a spinning wheel. You know, one of his memories, of course, was being near the Sioux and fortifying his house against possible Indian attacks in the early 1890s. And these were important memories because at Piscop Forest Pottery, these were the inspirations that he used for the subject matter to decorate his pottery.
I've never seen his pottery, or if I have, I'm not aware of it. Talk about that.
Well, you have missed some beautiful and important work. He actually had three potteries. He and his mother had moved to near Memphis, Tennessee, and found clay on their little farm property. And she was an amateur artist that had actually sketched and studied the Sioux. And she decided they should start a pottery. And without any prior experience, they started making wonderful arts and crafts pottery. Some of the stories I will tell at the pottery will go back to these early experiences and to the very first pot that he fired and his trials and tribulations in creating pottery. But he moved to North Carolina in 1913 and established North Carolina's first art pottery. And that was located in Skyland, just south of Asheville, and was called Nankana. That was the same name they had used at their Tennessee pottery. Nankana closed right before World War I due to bad economic times. And in the early 1920s, he began Piscop Forest Pottery, the site that we're going to have the celebration at.
Of course, pottery was originally utilitarian in nature, but you're talking about pottery created as art?
Well, primarily that was their purpose. His mother had been inspired hearing stories of a great potter at the St. Louis Fair in 1904, a man that some people know pretty well. His name was George Orr, and quite a character, but he demonstrated the fair, and that was inspiration to do art pottery. So although there were mountain potteries doing the crocks and the churns and utilitarian wares, Mr. Stephen, from day one, tried to do art pieces. At Piscop Forest, some of his work is nationally recognized now because he was the first potter anywhere in the South to achieve the crystalline glazes. These resemble frost or snowflakes in the glaze. And that was quite an achievement, you know, during the 1920s when he developed these. He also used a technique of applying porcelain freehand, layer on layer with a little brush that he called cameo. And nobody else in the country used that technique. Works also depicted, you know, his scenes from the West. They had covered wagons and buffalo hunts and things like that.
But the issue we're talking about here is keeping Piscop Forest pottery alive, correct?
Right. Stephen's grandson, Thomas Case, has made a lifelong objective to preserve and protect the pottery as his grandfather had it in the 1920s and 30s. And it's virtually unchanged from that era. You can look at old photographs, and everything's the same. You know, when we do our tours there, We'll be pointing out the 1917 clay press that he used to make his clay body on, the 1929 wood kiln, still functioning. There are even 1920s coffee cans on the shelves with his grandfather's old glaze ingredients. Of course, we don't know what's in them, but they are still preserved on the shelves there. It's just an amazing place.
When you mention the tours and the stories that you're going to tell, you're actually talking about an event that's coming up this weekend. Tell us about that.
Right. On the weekend of July 20th and 21st, between 10 and 5 o'clock each day, I will be giving ongoing tours of the pottery, of the buildings, the equipment, telling people the stories of Mr. Stephen, of the pottery, of the positive things that happened and a few mishaps along the way that I guess everyone experiences, and I think people will really enjoy that. Also, I will be demonstrating the techniques that Mr. Stephen used. I will be showing how he accomplished the crystalline glazes, and will also be doing some of the cameo decorations in the technique he developed.
Well, it sounds like such a wonderful experience, but it's also free to the public?
Absolutely free. And it is my hope and that of Mr. and Ms. Case, the pottery owners, to find a way to preserve some of this, to make people aware of what's there. Mr. Case is 82. He began potting for his grandfather there in the 1940s and still makes a few small things, but It's just not like any other place in North Carolina or probably the South. There is no other pottery preserve like that.
For more information about Pisgah Forest Pottery, you can go to PisgahForestPottery.com. There's also a phone number you can call.
Contact me at area 828-890-3053 or call the pottery at area 828-684-6663.
Rodney Leftwich, potter and author of A History of Pisgah Forest Pottery. Thank you for talking with me, and I hope you get a lot of people out there on Friday and Saturday. It is, as they say, a family event, and it is free. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.